This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alan Taylor, and today we're going to be talking about some cars. We hope that you'll hang with us for a couple hours or a couple of minutes, whatever you like. Either way, it's the weekend. BJ Colleen is here, carbuzzard.com. And it's just you and me. It's just going to be you and me, BJ.
I'm okay with that, Alan. I haven't seen you in so long. I miss you.
I know. I tell you what.
Does that sound sincere?
No. Oh. Although I know you do miss me because I miss you, and it's when we don't get to hang out, it's like something's missing.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But we always have Facebook, you know.
Yes, we do. You're entertaining, to say the least.
So are you. So, you know, with all of the conventions going on right now for the presidential elections, the news has been dominated with all that stuff. And what a wacky time. You know, with the auto industry, they have, what do they call that, wacky week or whatever they call that week during before the race. There's a name for it. And it's kind of the same way with elections. It's like a wacky time. And I'm watching, you know, I'm kind of watching it, trying to stay kind of, you know, objective. But I don't think there's any way to really stay objective. You know, you start leaning towards one candidate or another. And it's funny how people are so emotional about stuff. You know, I mean, it's hard not to get emotional, you know.
Well, you know, you're deciding on the future of the country, and everything that happens from this point on will have implications, you know, for the automotive industry. So, you know, who is more pro EPA and who is thinking about keeping things in check, you know, with the fuel economy numbers and the CAFE standards and environment. I mean, there's a lot of things at stake at this next election. So
yep.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens and who wins. So,
well, and also you look at the automakers and how a lot of them are building cars in Canada or Mexico or wherever. And if Trump gets in, it's going to all change because he's going to make everything, you know, a little more pro USA when it comes to manufacturing, which I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that, you know, the whole global society thing is perhaps gone a little too far because we still got to take care of our own. You know what I'm saying?
I completely agree with that. And I don't think the plants will shutter overseas. I think that's okay. But, you know, there will be a tariff imposed. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, I mean, why not charge people? I mean, that's what happens in other countries. If we send products and goods over there, we get charged a tariff for it. And the bottom line is, if they send it here, they should get charged a tariff, you know. And so I don't see them closing the plants completely. That would, you know, do terrible damage. I mean, there's so many manufacturers bring cars, Volkswagen, Ford, and General Motors. Everybody does. But, you know, charge a little bit more. And if you want a vehicle that's not made in America, you're just going to pay a little bit more for it. And that's okay, because that money will go in the coffers and maybe help support some of the social services. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot to it. So people have to think where they put their vote and their money. It all ties in together.
Well, and to that point, I mean, look at Ford. And, you know, I think Ford is the one lately that have been perhaps getting angry at Trump and some of the things Trump has been saying about all this type conversation. But guess what? You can still build cars there. We are in a, you know, global economic type business with the auto industry. It's a global business. But the cars you build in Mexico just, you know, probably need to be sold in other parts of the country so that you're not having to pay that big tariff. Maybe you still get the good deal on building the cars there, but send them somewhere else. And guess what? For America, build the cars here. If you're an American car company, build them. There's lots of factories that have been shuttered, and just, you know, re-outfit them, get them back going again, and put our Americans back to work. So personally, I think our economy is going to do a whole lot better if this type of a thing happens, because everything is being outsourced and we're buying all kinds of weird crap and eating all kinds of weird crap. We don't know, you know, what the hell's in it when you buy stuff.
Agreed.
From, you know, China and stuff like that. It's kind of scary. So,
well, you know, it's interesting. If you do business in China, because I've been there, you have to have a cooperation with some Chinese company. You can't just go in, say you're General Motors. You can't just walk in, I'm General Motors, I'm building a plant, I'm doing this, I'm autonomously General Motors. No, they have to partner with some Chinese car business company. So it has to be almost a 50-50 setup if you want to do business in China. And, you know, that means, and it's a smart move for China. It means their people are employed, they're making money. We should be doing the same thing here.
Yep. Well, it's going to be interesting, and come November, we'll find out what's going to happen for the next few years. We'll take a little break. You're listening to The Drive, brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. This is The Drive. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.